This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 112 for Friday, October 20th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was in mixed territory with similar sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy was up as well as Malaysian palm oil, while crude oil was mixed. However, European rapeseed was lower. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. High temperatures on the prairies will be in the double digits, but won't exceed 20 degrees Celsius today. There will also be a chance of showers in central Saskatchewan and southern Manitoba. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 214,500 tons of canola were shipped during the weekend of October 15th, the largest volume in 29 weeks. The November canola contract was up $2.20 per ton at $694.40, while the January contract was down 80 cents per ton at $704.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the red. The United Nations forecasted that El Niño will last through the first half of 2024, which may cause more rain than usual in Mexico, alongside drier conditions in Brazil. Rains are causing delays in planting Argentina's corn crop, which may raise the number of late plantings and reduce production for the world's third-largest corn exporter. Some Amazon River tributaries are at their lowest water levels in more than a century, causing some grain shipments to be halted. The Brazilian government announced it will provide nearly $20 million U.S. for emergency dredging services. Low water levels on the lower Mississippi River are also expected to last through January. The December corn contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.96. Chinese imports of Brazilian soybeans for the month of September totaled 6.88 million tons, 23% more than 1 year ago, and the highest amount for September in 3 years. Parts of northern and central Brazil are seeing dry weather, while parts of the south are dealing with excess moisture. Despite fears from farmers in top-producing state Mato Grosso that acres will have to be replaced, Brazil still expects a record soybean crop. The November soybean contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.02. Canada exported 326,900 tons of wheat, excluding durum, during the week ended October 15th, down from the previous week. Canada has exported 4.17 million tons this marketing year so far, up 13% from last year. Canada also sent 84,600 tons of durum during the week, and it shipped 525,200 tons this year, down 6.2% from 1 year ago. Recent rains in Australia have improved prospects for the country's wheat crop, with firms StoneX and Icon raising their production estimates by 3 million tons to 26 million and 28 million tons respectively. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has rated nearly half of Argentina's wheat crop as fair to poor due to ongoing drought conditions, with the harvest set to start in the coming weeks. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.86. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.70. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.32. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, October 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.